Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here are your hosts for Football Sunday on The Fan, Mark Malusis and David Deal.
Ah, yes. Welcome aboard. Week 11 edition of Football Sunday. It's brought to you by Wind Creek Bethlehem. Let's play. And by Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Visit one of their 80 locations in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or book online at handandstone.com. Good morning, David. How are you, bud?
I'm doing great, Moose. How about yourself?
Good. I mean, anytime we get to a Sunday, you and I talking some football on a Sunday morning, doesn't get any better than that. And we've got action-packed games and some interesting ones, and we'll touch upon each and every one of those games. So I'm good to go. Thanksgiving, 4 days away.
Who doesn't Crazy.
Like a meal? Who doesn't like a holiday surrounded by food where you're eating all day long? So I'm looking forward to that and talk a little NFL today. So we got a lot to get into, David.
Yeah, we do.
The Giants. And interesting this week.
To say the least, Moose, interesting.
Yeah, I'll throw it to you this way. News comes out, Colombo out. Your reaction?
I mean, I was shocked. I mean, I know that over the past couple weeks, Joe Judge has spent time during practice helping out with the offensive line specifically and their routine from what they do during the week and how they play on Sunday. So, I mean, I was very shocked and surprised to hear the news because, you know, over the last three games, this is the best that the Giants offensive line has played, but we know that there is still room for improvement. So when I heard that there was the discussion that, you know, Mark Colombo would be the head O-line coach, but they wanted to bring in Dave DeGuglielmo, who was my assistant O-line coach during my time in as a consultant, you know, if you're Mark Colombo, there's 6 weeks left on the season. If they're bringing in a consultant right now, odds are after this season, they're not going to be retaining you as the offensive line coach. So, you know, I can understand the disagreement and the argument there. Everybody that I've talked to, there was no fight. There was no physical contact. But obviously, the intensity gets ratcheted, especially if you're Mark Colombo, when you just moved your family, your kids, everybody out here during the COVID crisis, and your offensive line is playing the best that they've played. But you know that both him and Dave DeGuglielmo, who I know personally, they're leaders of men. They're not going to want to split their leadership in an offensive line room because, you know, when things go wrong and you have two different people working on things, at the end of the day, a lot of times it comes to cover your own ass. And that's what happens. We know when it comes with the head coach and a GM, whether it's the players not playing well or them not drafting well, when those losses or when there's adversity, you know, those two arrows are pointing at one another. So I do think that this was a surprise. But at least Joe Judge did it now to where we know if there was an issue or if he had a problem with what Mark Colombo was doing, he handled it now in the best way to get the most out of his offensive line for the rest of the season instead of waiting and then trying to do it when you have an entire offseason that may be up in arms just like the one that we had.
Right. It surprises me, but maybe it shouldn't. David, you're a former Giant world champion, know a lot of the guys and a lot of the guys that are in that, you know, in that training facility on a day in, day out basis. Maybe it shouldn't surprise us that Colombo's out. We've talked about the struggles of Thomas. The reports are, as you mentioned, about Joe Judge getting involved more with the offensive line going back a couple weeks. Maybe that bothered. Obviously, that bothered Colombo. Bringing an assistant, we saw the Colombo reaction. There was no fist fight, but there were clearly words. And
of course,
Colombo called the Judge a name, and then Colombo was fired. So we all know that transpired and that happened. So from a Giant perspective, though, and from Joe Judge, listen, he's the head coach of the team.
Yep.
So if Colombo doesn't like him getting involved, then be better at the job that you're doing. We've talked about Andrew Thomas and the regression we've seen here year one for Andrew Thomas as compared to where he was at Georgia. Well, that's a direct reflection of the offensive line coach. When you have people saying he's doing things now, first year in the NFL with the Giants, that they never saw him do in Georgia. And I've heard multiple people tell me that. Well, you know what? That does fall under Colombo's watch. So you look at it, if Judge getting more involved, wanting to bring in an assistant, you're right, Colombo's a smart guy, sees the writing on the wall. He might not like it, and obviously he did not, but the Giants made the right move. Joe Judge made the right move, and he'd probably make an argument that they're a better football team or a better staff today, bringing making the change at offensive line coach and getting Colombo out as compared to where they were a week ago, David.
Yeah, you know, you make up great points. And as I was saying earlier, when you send in the Bobs from Office Space to consult, things don't work out really well in the long run for you. So you make great points. And that's one thing that I will say is that obviously Andrew Thomas has been playing his best football over the last 3 weeks stretch. And it was about his improvement and his techniques, his fundamentals, and taking what he does on the practice field to the game field. So there was that accountability on that. And there was something that obviously was a clear disconnect early on why they weren't receiving or getting the type of production that they thought that they would have gotten out of him earlier compared to where he is now. But I will say this, Moose, throughout my 11-year career in the NFL, I've witnessed young players go out there on the practice field, know their technique, their assignments, the fundamentals that it takes, the audibles, the play collection, whatever it is. And I've seen those same individual young players get in the heat of the battle and completely throw all of those things to the side because they get in survival mode. It's not about thriving mode. It's like, oh, my God, things get too big. And when you're playing the left tackle position for the first time your rookie season and coming out of the gates, you're going up against the Steelers, the Rams, the Bears, and some high-quality defenses. Sometimes that does make you revert to your bad techniques and fundamentals, the things that you don't show during your practice time that show up on game day because you're just trying to survive out there. That's where I think Andrew Thomas has gotten so much better and so much more confident with his techniques and fundamentals and taking what he has learned from the practice field to the game field, especially these last 3 weeks.
Right, and anytime you see this story comes out and the BS Jason McIntyre report, there was a fist fight and Colombo got the better of Joe Judge.
Well, he got the clicks that he wanted, but there was no physical contact. Obviously, two coaches, we've seen coaches on the sidelines screaming and yelling at each other. We've seen it on Hard Knocks. Remember a couple years ago, the Browns, when they had it, you saw the coaches arguing. That's part of football. It's an emotional game. But in regards to physical contact and pushing and punches thrown, none of that happened, but he definitely got the clicks for putting that story out.
Now, here's the other thing that comes out, right? Michael Silver, NFL Network, formerly with Sports Illustrated, and there are people, and I think Silver, you can maybe throw on that list as well, that have been kind of waiting, have been maybe a little bit critical of Joe Judge and his coaching style early on, right? Now, in a number of tweets over the past, I would say, day and a half, right? Michael Silver has intimated that there is that Joe Judge is off-putting to some in that Giants facility, that his personality is off-putting, that the players might not react or the offensive line, that Mark Colombo was really well-liked amongst players and they might not react all that well, that the offensive line might not react all that well to the decision that came down this past week with Colombo being out and bringing in a new offensive line coach. Now, my question to you is this, is clearly, I mean, you're looking at it, I think Silver is getting a lot of this information from Mark Colombo after he was let go by the Giants. I have not gotten one. You talk to people around the league, talk to people around the job. I have not gotten one word. I understand that Joe Judge is a strong personality, but the idea that his personality is now off-putting to some or that the former Patriot assistants have been critical of Tom Brady not being able to throw the ball deep, or that they believe in the Patriots way. Well, yeah, I mean, you know what? The Patriots way is successful. So if they don't put names on the back of practice jerseys, I mean, who the hell cares? If they make you run laps because they want to, if Joe Judge makes you run laps as a coach or a player because he wants you to be held accountable for your decisions, himself included, you know what? That comes along with the territory. I don't get the idea, and I don't understand the idea that about there is, seems to be this kind of clamoring belief by some where they're almost rooting against Judge. I've not heard one thing about Joe Judge being off-putting with the Giants. Giant fans love him.
Yep.
And I talk to Logan Ryan every single week. He loves him and adores
him. Yeah.
You know, Saquon Barkley, early on before he tore his ACL, said he loves what this coaching staff is doing. He wants to be held accountable, was all on board with Joe Judge. You've heard the same thing from one Giant after another. I mean, aside from Mark Colombo, who clearly lost his job because he said something to Joe Judge, he might look at Judge as being off-putting. I've not heard one thing else other than this story where people are turned off by Joe Judge, David.
No, number one, everybody loves to try to build the narrative of anybody that leaves Bill Belichick's coaching staff that they're going to be put out on a limb, and it's all going to be about, oh, he's trying to be Bill Belichick. He's trying to be Bill Belichick. We heard that all the way going to the preseason with the way that he handled training camp and how by holding people accountable. So you know that people are always going to try to write a story about that and handle it that way. Oh, he's not being himself. He's just trying to be like Coach Bill Belichick. You are going to take things from the coaches that taught you, and you're going to turn them into your own. That's something that we saw Joe Judge do. Number two, we never have heard from any player, I have never heard from any player, past or current, that did not like Joe Judge. I went back and talked to the McCourty brothers, Rob Ninkovich, when he was signed as the Giants head coach. They all love Joe Judge. Logan Ryan was there with him in New England. You said how he talked about him when he was on the show with you and Moose or you and Maggie. So once again, that's reaffirmation from players that are there, not from outside of the building, but players that are there day in and day out that are believing in him and trusting in the way that he's handling this season. And last but not least, are you kidding me? An unfavorable work environment because it's not so friendly to everybody? Well, a lot of people talked about Marvin Lewis. He ran a great program. Everybody was happy in Cincinnati, and he would make a great neighbor. How much winning did they do under that time? There's a demand. Exactly. There is a demand as the head coach that you have to be the leader in that building. Do you think when Coach Coughlin came on early in his career and was beginning as a head coach of the New York Giants that everybody in the organization was on board because of how disciplined he was about the structure and the way that things were ran? No, but what cures everything? I always say this, winning. Winning cures all of that because once you start winning football games and the culture starts changing, it shows that there's a method to the madness.
No doubt. And you didn't mean to, Tom Coughlin was off-putting to the point where he just adjusted his coaching style. But Bill Parcells was an off-putting. I mean, you look at some of the great coaches. I understand it's year one under Joe Judge. And the Giants are what their record is. And they're alive in the NFC East because of just how bad the NFC East is. But it looks and feels differently this year. I just don't understand it. It bothers me where I'll steal a Steve Cohen line, you know, where guys are given rope to run. Why everybody, it seems, that has been critical of Judge early on here because of where he came from and being on the Bill Belichick coaching tree. He's done the similar things that Brian Flores has done down there in Miami.
Yep.
It's no different. Flores, year one down in Miami, was making players run if they did not handle their responsibilities or messed up in practice or messed up a play call. No one was critical of Flores. Judge starts doing it. You have people coming out from all over the place, the balcony, criticizing Joe Judge, saying, how dare you? I mean, what are you doing? You can't do this. This is not connecting with the player in 2020. I just don't understand it. I don't. For an organization that Nick needed a kick in the rear end, David, you know this better than anybody. I mean, you bled for the Giants. You battled for the Giants. You won with the Giants. You've seen where this Giant organization has gone the past handful of years, you know, where it, you know, with McAdoo and with Pat Shurmur. Joe Judge steps in here, and I just don't understand where at any little bit of a crack or a turn, the Colombo fire people are willing to basically start criticizing Joe Judge all over the place. You know what? He made the right decision. You know, if you're the coach, You're not going to be if a player comes up to you and look at how he handled Golden Tate. If a player came up to Joe Judge and start cursing him out, do you think that player is going to be with the Giants? You can't have a coach going and doing that and being upset about them bringing an offensive line assistant because they didn't like the work that Mark Colombo was doing, calling the coach a name, get into a verbal altercation, and then all of a sudden losing his job. And now I'm going to be critical of the head coach for that nonsense.
I just think it's funny that it's all about what have you done for me lately. Those same people that are saying, wow, how can you fire Colombo? This is ridiculous. At this point in the season, 3 weeks earlier, we're absolutely killing Mark Colombo and the offensive line for the play and the way that this season started. So it's like, it's comical that in the beginning of the season, it's like you needed to implode the offensive line room again. And now after the Giants have won, you know, a nice stretch of games here, it's like, what are we doing? The offensive line is great. No, it's not up to that standard yet. So you know that as you and I both talked about, and even Joe Judge talked about this himself, that this season is going to be the baseline test for this football team and who's going to be a part of the solution and who's a part of the problem. And that includes the coaching staff as well. We know that there are always changes made to his staff year in and year out. And it's very difficult to have that same semblance each and every year. So when you do make moves and when you do make adjustments, you do them on your own terms and what you feel is in the best direction of the organization. So if this backfires, it is on Coach Joe Judge. But the one thing that you know what Joe Judge is doing this at its time is that whatever happens this year, it's going to be based upon the decisions that I made, and I can live and die with that.
Totally agree. Malusis, deal with you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.